If you're in Berlin or you're thinking of visiting, one exhibition not to miss, or rather two exhibitions, are the photographs at the CO Berlin Gallery. Actually, you get three treats for the price of one. The first is the gallery building itself, which is a fabulous reuse of industrial and historic space. It used to be the central office for the Berlin Postal Service, but now it feels just right for Ron Galliella's paparazzi pictures, which come from the black and white heyday of real celebrity. There's a big picture of Andy Warhol taking a picture back, which is just stunning. And the story of the fight with Jackie O, where the world's most famous woman orders her reminder to smash the photographer's camera, is a pretaste of today's abuse of power by politicians and billionaires. Mick Jagger's theatrical finger to the photographer, who's only feeding Mick's need to be famous and important, reveals a mutual dependence between them and a conspiracy against the rest of us. But these are just appetizers, because upstairs is one of the most powerful collections of photographs I've ever seen. Gründüller Schultz-Alderwey brings the horror, pathos, and pain we usually associate with war photography out of the everyday. Her gritty pictures of Berlin in the 1980s put the building we're in back into its previous post-war surroundings of uniformity and state domination. Then, as we move from small gallery rooms to the big space that may have been a sorting office, the pictures get larger and go from black and white to color. Childbirth, men and machines in heavy industry, and the blood of the abattoir and the abortion surgery all make this collection both compelling and unnerving in equal measure. It must have been an unplanned irony, but creation and death are apt themes here, because this unique building is now condemned to be torn from public use and rendered to the rich who'll be able to afford the luxury hotel, which is due to replace this wonderful landmark. So, as you enjoy the exhibitions, pause to consider how the pictures and the fate awaiting the building both tell us the familiar story of how redevelopment makes a few people richer and the rest of us inestimably poorer.